They spent the afternoon eavesdropping on conversations about the locations of the killings, and determined that Nat Lair, whether he realized it or not, had been following a pattern. In the darkness at the edge of the settlement, at a spot along the bloodsucker-plagued shore of the dark swamp, some 6 kilometers from the market, Plagueis peeled out of his leggings, tunic, and bonnet, and slipped naked into the murky water. With an aquata breather clamped between his teeth, he propelled himself to the bottom. There, squatting in the muck, he opened himself fully to the force and summoned the Nautilin, whose force and olfactory senses might suggest that the mother of all marsh haunts was at hand for killing. A tattooed female Nautilin named Dosa had once been deemed suitable to serve Sith Lord Exar Kun, who knew what gifts Nat Lair might possess. Surfacing to the riotous stridulations of insects, Plagueis leapt to the muddy shore, dressed, and perched himself in starlight on the slippery roots of a leafy tree. Shortly, he sensed an echo in the force and saw ripples in the water some distance away. In the dim light, a blue-green nest of head tresses broke the surface, followed by a pair of lidless maroon eyes. Then the amphibious sentient from Glee Anselm appeared, pulling himself ashore like some devolved beast and fixing his attention on Plagueis. At the same time, Plagueis heard the sound of a water skimmer approaching rapidly from deeper in the swamp and sensed the presence of the 2 Jedi.
"You're not venomous," Nat Lair said in basic,
one hand on the hilt of a vibroblade strapped to his muscular thigh. "He helped you escape Bedlam and sent you here as part of your training." Nat Lair's hand closed on the hilt.
"Who are you?"
Plagueis stood to his full height. "I am Venomous's master." The Nautilin looked confused, but only momentarily. Then he genuflected in the mud.
"Lord,"
he said, lowering his head. The sound of the skimmer was closer now, just around a bend in the swamp.
2 Jedi have tracked you.
Atler's trestled head swung to the sound of the skimmer. Plagueis began to retreat into the shadows and into mundane nature.
"Prove yourself worthy to me and Venomous by killing them."
"Yes, my lord."
The Nautilin sprang to his feet and dived into the slime-covered water. Deep in the leafy trees, Plagueis waited. The skimmer's motor went silent. Then water surged and shouts of alarm and sudden flashes of light erupted in the night.
"Master!"
A harsh, guttural sound rang out, followed by a scream of pain.
"Stand aside, Padawan!"
"Master, it's..."
Another scream, higher in pitch.
"Don't! Don't!"
The thrum of an angered lightsaber, a howl of pain, and something heavy struck the water.
"Is he alive? Is he alive?"
Someone moaned.
"Wait!"
Waves broke on the rooted shore close to where Plagueis had concealed himself.
"Master?"
"It's done. He's dead.